Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
Tonight, we're going to taste something new for us. It's 100% Monastrell, which is kind of unique. It's not, Monastrell is normally called Morvedre, and you normally see it as part of a GSM blend, but this is a single variety wine. So I was interested to see
how this stands out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did want to say we do have some excitement coming up. We're in a week.
Road trip.
Yeah. To Ames.
Yeah. Ames, Iowa.
In a week, we're going to an intensive tasting proficiency class
at Iowa State University.
Yeah, I think it's Midwest Grape and Wine Institute, which is at Iowa State.
Okay.
I don't know how it's all set up.
I don't know. Collaborating.
But we're going to get learned.
We are.
We're going to get smarter.
Education.
Educated.
We're going to get educated. Learn how to cipher.
Whatever all that is. Anyway, that's next Tuesday. So really looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm, we'll report back.
See if we learn something.
We will.
It's hard not to.
That's right.
Yeah. So before we get started, though, in today's episode, we're going to thank you for listening. If you're new to wine, want to learn about wine, you come to the right place. We learn something every week.
We do.
And so we're trying to pass that along. And our whole goal is to drink better wine and find out a little bit about what we like to drink. And so we're able to select wines that we like better.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also out there scouring the shelves
for
so
the
you don't have to.
That's right.
Looking for those deals.
It's not an easy job.
Yeah.
We are the ones cut out for it.
Please subscribe and follow the show if you haven't done so already, and make sure to tell somebody that you know that wants to learn about wine about the show.
Give a listen.
Like I said, Monastrell comes from Spain. It originated there, but you often see it called Morvedre or Morved, as the Wine Folly says to call it Morved, right?
Morved. Okay.
And so I've heard it and seen it both ways.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. But it's also got another Matero.
I haven't heard of that, Matero.
That's what they call the grape in Australia.
Oh, it's grown there as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's, again, it's most commonly known for GSM blends, where it's mixed in with Grenache and Syrah. But this is a single varietal wine that we're going to try. The wine itself is kind of unique. It's a very warm weather grape. It's very late ripening. So if it's in an area that freezes or gets cold early, this is not going to be the grape for that type of climate. In fact, they said the Rhone Valley, where they grow a lot of it for those GSM blends in southern France, it's about as cool of region as you can grow this grape. Okay. So it's really something that climate and warmer. This actually comes from the Humea region of Spain, which again is one of the, I saw it several places that this is one of the top locations.
So our bottle tonight, and tell them what we're drinking?
Yeah. So we've got you do that.
Infinito. Vintage 2020. This is from Spain, 100% Monastrell.
Yep.
And it is EB, how do you say that? EB?
Ego Bodegos, I think.
Okay, beautiful.
Bodego is, that means winery, basically, in Spain.
Okay.
In Spanish. Monastrell, or Morvedre, basically, it typically has, it's a very dark wine. It has flavors of, you'd kind of expect, kind of those darker fruits, as well as possibly, and this is according to Wine Folly, maybe some black pepper, cocoa, sweet tobacco, and your favorite, roasted meat.
Well, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
Roasted meat.
So those are common flavors. So we'll see what we get into this one. And we've only got the one wine tonight, so...
So we can enjoy.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
Really dig into this wine.
Yeah.
And this is a pretty dark violet.
It's real dark, yeah.
You barely see your fingers through it. And it also has a lot of leg. 15% alcohol, correct?
Yes. 15%.
So you want to have this with a meal. It has a very good nose.
Mm-hmm. Lots of dark fruit flavors to me.
Oh, but it's not overpowering fruit. It's got a lot of other, I want to say a little bit of tobacco, a little bit of maybe cocoa or sweetness. Very good nose.
Mm-hmm. I like your tobacco, and I think that
a sweet.
It's a sweet tobacco, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't get that meat, that roasted meat.
It smells like cedar. Is what I would say.
I get tobacco, sweet tobacco.
Nobody says cedar, but me.
That's all right. Each his own. So I'm going to go ahead and take a taste.
And I would say maybe some. I could not find how long this spent in oak barrels, but I got to believe it spent some time in barrels.
That's very good on the palate. Good finish, long finish, more fruity on the finish. The nose
on the flavor,
yeah,
has more
on the
fruit.
Ending finish is a little bit more fruit. Very good.
Yeah, you probably don't get the
cranberry,
the earthiness in the flavor to me.
And it's very smooth. It does not have a lot of pucker power. You can just have a glass of this and be fine.
I really like this.
It's very good.
I like it a lot. This is right up my alley.
Mm-hmm. Are you giving it a 5 tonight?
No, but a strong big four. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That smokiness and the
I wish
fruit,
I would have bought more.
That combo is very balanced and good.
Yeah. And they say this pairs with a red meat.
Oh, here's a
stews.
Good one. Stew. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'll want some of this for fall.
It is good.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine with a stew.
So this got a 93 rating from Wine Enthusiast.
It is very good.
Which is a good rating.
It is.
And that's really good. I wish I would have had more.
Look for this on the shelf.
Yeah. I don't think they have it there anymore, but I will look for it next year.
Yeah.
If they bring it in. That is very good.
Always order it online. Yep. And what was the price of this again?
This was $14.99. I got it at Costco for $14.99. It's the 2020 Infinito from the EB Ego Bodegos. The wine was purchased Costco for $14.99. Comes from Old Vines, it says. And it has aromas of black currant, caramel. I don't really get caramel. There is a sweetness to it. But it kind of goes with that earthiness to me. Hints of balsamic. That's kind of sour, right? Balsamic? Or is that a sweeter?
Twain.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'm thinking is cedar.
I don't know. It's just very good and fresh. It's got a fresh, earthy.
And to me, that's that cedar.
Not a wet, earthy. It's just like a fresh, earthy. Mm-hmm. I don't know that, you know, some of them get so strong.
Oh, no.
It's very light earthiness.
It's not leathery or mushroomy. It's kind of a darker, deeper,
don't get that
sweeter.
Meat smell at all.
So, okay. Flavors of ripe fruit, plums, blackberries, some red fruits, and a very smooth finish, which, yes.
Very smooth finish, which you know I like.
Yep. The wine has 15% alcohol, pairs with red meats and stews. Wine Enthusiast said aromas of black currant, Earl Grey tea.
A tea. Maybe that's a
mint leaf. Well, I get but tea kind of dry. Tea's a lot like tannin.
Maybe it is a tea. Maybe a little bit of eucalyptus-y kind of a smell, which I call a light earthiness.
There's a brightness to it, though. Yeah. Palette for bold cherry pie. Ooh, I'll go with that.
On the finish.
We like cherry pie, though. I'd eat cherry pie with just about anything. So
cherry pie's good.
Blackberry preserves. I don't think it's that sweet of fruit, though. I don't get it. It's not jammy to me. Really?
No.
It's a ripe fruit, but it doesn't.
It is complex.
It doesn't cross into that jamminess to me.
That's what I like. It's complex. Its nose matches its taste, and it alters it a little bit on the taste, on the palate, and the finish is marvelous fruit. Like a light, I would say a cranberry splash or something fruity.
A little bit of red fruit, you're saying, in there. And it does have kind of a brightness to it, like I said. So they also say licorice, lavender, and mocha flavors. Mocha, okay? In other words, that's a pretty complex wine.
It is. It's got a lot going on, and you can tell it.
Yeah, I really like that.
It's very good.
Yeah. What are you giving it?
4. Definitely okay. 4.
And our ratings go from 1-5, 3 being a good wine.
Yeah, we like it.
But depending on the price, yeah, we'll maybe buy that again. 4 we definitely like. And I would definitely buy this again.
And we might stock our shelves with this.
Yeah.
Take it to a party, recommend it.
Yeah. And for me, this is right up my alley. I'm close to a 5 on that. I really like it. So
it's very good.
Yeah. Anyway. I think that's it.
Okay.
Short show tonight.
That is a short show. Yeah. We got a bottle to drink.
Yeah. We got to go get something to eat too, though.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to eat and we'll drink this wine with it.
Sounds good.
Ready to go.
What are we doing next week, though?
So next week, we're going to Portugal.
Portugal. Okay. Yeah.
We've been talking about
Maybe
it.
We can pronounce the wine in Portugal.
I doubt it.
We apologize to this vineyard.
I don't. We struggle every week.
Oh, we do.
So, even though I watch Julian, the wine pronunciation guy.
He needs to be sitting with us.
I know. He really. Well, they showed. I told you that. They showed the. He was a real high level sommelier.
Okay.
And they showed him doing his podcast. And then at the end, they showed like bloopers and things.
So even he has trouble. And we just keep our bloopers online.
Okay, Julian said to pronounce it like this. And so he even goes there and uses it. So anyway, that's my story. And I'm sticking to it. So.
Okay. And next week we'll be in Portugal. Yep. White wine, red wine.
We're going to Portugal. We've got a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah. Multiple.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to probably, kind of like South Africa, probably spend 2 weeks there and we'll have a little bit of variety.
Okay.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. So until next time, happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Bye, everyone.